When you go to look up a word in a paper dictionary, let's just think of what you do. You go to the dictionary and you try and get to the first letter. And once you've got to the first letter, you look for the second letter and so on until you've got the word you're looking for and you look up its meaning or perhaps its spelling. What happens when you have to look up a word in your mental dictionary? Well, that depends on whether you are speaking or listening to someone else speak. If you're speaking yourself, obviously you start with what it is you want to say. And in your mental dictionary, there are lexical concepts which are linked to the lexical item that expresses the concept that you want to say. So you start with the meaning end, with a kind of thesaurus view to looking up words, often called lexical retrieval, and that leads you on to the form of the word. What about when you're listening to someone else? Well, when you're listening to someone else, what you first have to do is identify the phonemes that you're hearing in the speech signal, and after that, on the basis of the phonemes that you hear, you can look up the word. But this isn't as easy as it sounds. There are no breaks between phonemes. There are no breaks between words. So you obviously have to find out where a word starts and finishes. And once you realize that this is the start of a word, what do? It seems that what you do is very similar to what you do when you look up a paper dictionary. You start with the first phoneme, and that gives you a whole lot of words, as it does in a paper dictionary. And then you find the second phoneme, it comes in, and that limits the number, and then you go a bit further, and that limits the number some more. In the case of mental lexicon lookup, this process is sometimes called the cohort model. The cohort of items available to you gradually shrinks. But instead of what happens in a paper dictionary, quite often because of the speed at which people speak, you end up deciding a bit earlier than the last phoneme that this must be the word that fits. It's well worth looking up some psycholinguistics textbooks if you're interested in lexical retrieval. It's much more complex than you would think, like everything else in linguistics.